This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, I should warn you, we have a story next that references self-harm. 28 million adults who have a mental illness go untreated in the U.S. This is terrible for people. It also hurts the economy. Take Indiana. Researchers there put a price tag on untreated mental illness. Elizabeth Gabriel, a reporter from the Public Health News Initiative called Side Effects Public Media, has more.
Doctors diagnosed Willie Frazier with depression and borderline personality disorder when he was a teenager.
Depression is real, and it can hit you anywhere. You could be at the top of the world, and then one little thing, and you just completely at the bottom.
When someone has a chronic mental illness, like major depressive disorder, finding the strength to seek help can feel insurmountable.
I even tried to rip my own teeth out, because I just wanted to feel something besides the thoughts in my head telling me I'm not good enough.
Frazier is roughly one of 400,000 people in Indiana with untreated mental illness. Researchers found that untreated mental illness cost Indiana over $4 billion in 2019. For context, the state's leading agricultural industry, corn, generates at least $3 billion a year. Heather Taylor, who led the study, says the workforce loss is huge.
That equates to about 100,000 jobs.
And some of that cost is also from missed workdays.
So we are taking money out of our economy because we're not treating these conditions well, frankly, or individuals don't have appropriate access to the treatments that they need.
And when people don't have the treatment they need, that can lead to premature deaths. That's where most of the $4 billion comes from. Fewer people working, paying taxes, and adding to the economy. According to a 2008 study, the most recent, nationwide untreated mental illness costs the U.S. at least $193 billion every year. Researcher Marion Green at Indiana University says one barrier is the healthcare workforce shortage. It's led to longer wait times to see mental health specialists.
People with serious mental illness, they generally have to have some type of medication and medication management, so they need to see a psychiatrist before they can get the right prescriptions.
And even if a provider is available, it's still tough for people like Willie Frazier, who has a history of self-harm. He's low income and doesn't have insurance.
Therapists cost so much. Mental medicine costs so much. And I'm just like, I'm not going to pay for this when I can't afford it.
Frazier says he is working hard to get his own insurance so he's closer to accessing the healthcare he needs. In Indianapolis, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel for Marketplace.